Another thing we used to love doing was on, or used to love waiting for, was the ice cream man on a Sunday. And he'd come around, his name was Joe. And he was Italian or Greek, I'm not sure. And he had a cart, a bit like a carnival type cart, like with frilly things on the top. And he'd ring a bell and we'd go down. That's where we used to buy ice cream because the shops would be closed on a Sunday. And we didn't buy ice cream like you buy it now in containers. We'd buy an ice cream brick, which was like ice cream in cardboard, but shaped like a house brick. And he would keep his ice cream cold in great big green bags, which was full of dry ice.
The brick presumably would be sold to have with Sunday lunch.
Oh, that was with our Sunday lunch, yes.
Because Sunday lunch was still then quite a big deal, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Most households.
Yes, everyone. Yes, it's, if you walk down the street on a Sunday, you'd smell baked lamb cooking. Roast lamb, I should say, I suppose. With the ice cream man, there was something. Oh, yes, the ice cream man coming on the Sunday for the Sunday lunch was good because the thing is, we couldn't have kept ice cream anyway because we didn't have a refrigerator. So, and I always remember how sad it was when he stopped coming. But then by the time I was about 12, we had our refrigerator, and I suppose other people had got them before us. We were always the last to get anything. And I suppose he wasn't needed anymore. Hmm.